Thank you for listening to this week's sermon podcast by Dr. John Hanna. It is our hope and prayer that you will be encouraged in your faith and in your walk with Jesus. For more information, please go to springfieldchurch.org. Here now is the most recent message.
Lord, as we just sang, we are no longer slaves to fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Thank you for rescuing us and saving us from ourselves, from sin, from the sinful nature, from the fear that paralyzes much of our country and our world today. Thank you, God, for setting us free and liberating us to live for you and to serve others in love. We have much to be thankful for, and I know the month of November is a month that many people set aside to give thanks, and I think that's a good practice. Help us to always have a word of thanksgiving and praise on our lips, for we indeed have much to be thankful for. Lord, you heard the prayer requests that have been mentioned in church this morning. I pray that you be with each person, each need, each situation, each circumstance. We lift up these loved ones to you and ask, Father, for your continued healing touch. We have great faith in you, Lord, that you will see us through. Lord, as we look to your word this morning, I am becoming even more grateful for the truth of your word that so faithfully guides your people with wisdom, with righteousness, and in the path that we need to follow. And so help us to be attuned and attentive to the message, the timeless truth of your word, and then help us to apply it in our lives as we seek to live for you and to be the people of God you desire for us to be. May your blessings fall upon us. And all God's people said, Amen. Oh, you know where I'm going with this. Yeah, you can get down with it. Right? You can tap your toes. We're going to go back to 1979, okay? Oh, I see some toe tapping. First three words of this song is what we've been talking about, right? All right? When it comes time, sing it with me. You know where I'm going with this. Ready? Not quite. Almost. This is a classic. Here we go. One, two, three.
We are family.
There you go. Yeah, you liked that, didn't you? That'll wake you up, right? There you go. We are family. We love our family, right? So, this series that we've been in, the title is printed on your program, 51 words. I think I've broken a record for the longest sermon title in the 2,000-year history of the church. The title of this series has been My Wonderful, Crazy, Lovable, Sometimes Not So Likable, right? Let's admit it. Weird, Silly, Sweet Family. Because we might get on each other's nerves from time to time. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, that was a big hearty amen. We might get on each other's nerves from time to time, and we might even say and possibly do things we may regret, but God is helping us to be the family that He wants us to be, right? And that's the key. God, help us. Please help us to be the family that you want us to be. Not the family that is portrayed on media and how, you know, the culture tells us how we are to be family. But God, we want to be the family that you want us to be. And we believe that God is helping us if we seek His help. So we've also had in this series a contest. I've asked you to submit family pictures the last couple of weeks, and this week was no different. Got some wonderful submissions, but we do have a winning family this week. This family got together and did exactly what I asked them to do. They got together and they smiled. And it's such a beautiful family picture. Can we see that picture? Look at that beautiful family. And not only is everybody smiling, even the dog is smiling. I love it. Peter, come on up here. I have a gift card for your family. Come on. Peter's the youngest. They have won a gift card to Kona Cafe. So here you go, Peter. Go give this to Mom and Dad. And go enjoy dinner with your family. You have another chance to win next Sunday. All right. Next Sunday, we're going to bring to completion this series. And so get together with your family, if you have not won yet, for a chance to win a gift card to an eatery in town. And just smile big for us. And maybe you and your family will get a chance to win a gift card. The reason we're doing this is because we want to encourage and bless your family. We live in a day and age when families are being torn apart. It's becoming harder and harder to be the family God wants us to be. But the promise of Scripture is that God will help us. I was at Walmart earlier this week, got some things that I needed, and I went to the checkout stand, and the cashier, nice lady, a little bit older lady, but you can tell she had a rough day. You can just tell. So I looked at her and I said, how are you? And she said, oh, it's my Friday. I can't wait for the weekend. It's been a long week. It's been a long day. And so I asked her, I said, you know, you're in retail, you deal with the public all the time. What do you see happening in our culture as you're interacting with people day in and day out? And she did not hesitate at all. She said, people are becoming more and more impatient, more and more entitled, more and more rude. And she was telling me all this in a nice way, but you could just sense and feel the frustration. And those of you who work with the public on a daily basis know that to be true. My heart went out to her and I said, you know, I'm sorry you're having to deal with that. You shouldn't have to deal with that. But we see it more and more. Now, the slogan of corporate America has been service with a smile, right? And this lady, she tried her hardest, but you could tell it was becoming difficult for her to smile. I mean, just how selfish our culture is becoming. It's becoming harder and harder to serve with a smile. And my heart went out to her and I said, listen, I'm sorry. You shouldn't have to deal with that. And I tried to encourage her. I said, you've been great with me. Just keep on pressing on. But it's true. What she said is absolutely true. Our culture is becoming more cold. We're seeing the words of 2 Timothy chapter 3 unfold right before our very eyes. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. We live in an increasingly narcissistic, selfish society where we elevate me, myself, and I, right? It's what I call the unholy trinity. Me, myself, and I. It's all about me. In the last days, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. I know Paul wrote these words in the first century, but it's almost as if he had a telescope into the 21st century. We're seeing this right before our very eyes. The challenge for us as people of faith is to not allow the culture, everything I just read, and everything that we're seeing happening, is to not allow the culture to seep into our homes, and certainly not into our church. It's hard because we are in the world, but we are not to be of the world. And so we're supposed to be different. God's people are to be different. My concern, my priority in this sermon series is what's going to set us apart as Christian families as opposed to a non-Christian family. What makes us different? And so I think the first thing is we need to be aware of the fact that the culture is going to do what the culture is going to do. The culture is very self-gratifying. It's all about me, myself, and I. But if we are going to follow Jesus, and if we're going to have families that are distinctively Christian families, we cannot allow ourselves to be transformed by the culture. The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 12, do not conform to the patterns of this world. And so we see what's happening in the world, and we should be on our guard and say, no, I don't want to be like all this. I want to be different. And Paul goes on and says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so as we look to Scripture, it is astonishing to me that the Scripture gives us almost a step-by-step process on how we as families, how we as followers of Jesus can be very different from the world. It's interesting to me, as I'm a lay student of psychology. I'm not a psychologist, but I love to read psychology, and every so often I'll read a self-help book just to see what is being said out there. And it's interesting, nearly all the principles of psychology and self-help, if you were to boil them down and condense them, are biblical principles on how to be a healthy person and a healthy family. And so, for example, turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Those of you who are parents in this series on families have been kind of asking yourselves, Pastor John, when are you going to get to this verse? Because my kids need to hear this verse. But we read here in Ephesians, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is good. Kids, listen. I know you think your parents are dinosaurs. And I know you think your parents are ancient and that we don't know anything. I get that. But guess what? Your parents know some things. And they've lived life. And there's not a parent in this room that does not want the very best for their kids. And so when your mom or dad asks you to do something, the best thing you can do is to obey them. Because they really do have your best interests in mind. So kids, listen to your parents. Obey them. They want the best for you. Verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. And what's the promise? That it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Just basic common sense biblical wisdom that the Scriptures give for us to live as godly families. Fathers, do not exasperate or demoralize your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Moms and dads, we are to build our kids up. Yes, we get frustrated with our kids. I get that. And yes, they drive us crazy sometimes. And yes, they don't listen to us. But God will help us to find ways to speak our kids' language so that we can build them up and instruct them in the ways of the Lord. Now, if you go just in the chapter earlier, in Ephesians chapter 5, look at verse 22. Wives, submit or serve your husbands as you're serving the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Go down to verse 25. Husbands, love, serve, submit to your wives. How? Just as Christ loved the church. But it doesn't end there. And gave himself up for her. And then if you go up to verse 21, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. And so in the marital relationship, there's a mutual submission, a mutual serving, a mutual loving. That's very different than the message that the culture gives us. And so if we look at these biblical principles and say, I want my family to be different. I want my family to be God-honoring. I've got to take these verses to heart. So today, I want us to talk about service with a smile, how we can serve each other as families with joy, with gratitude, with love in our hearts, so that we can make our families work the way God intends for us to work. So today is November 7th, so I'm going to give you 7 scripture verses that talk about serving one another. Aren't you glad that I didn't do this last week? Last week was the 31st of October, and I would have given you 31 verses. 7 verses today that I want us to put into practice to be the family that God wants us to be. Turn to Galatians chapter 5, number 1. Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse 13. My brothers and sisters, you were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. If we as families put this into practice in our homes, not only will we build each other up, but we'll bring glory to God. Serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. But if you keep on biting and devouring each other, I mean, if there's tension in your home and there's not a mutual understanding and you just keep going at it like cats and dogs, what's going to happen? Watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. And we see families falling apart all the time, right? Because there's no mutual love, no mutual serving each other. Kids, I want you to freak your parents out this week. Not by being weird, but by doing this. Ask mom and dad every day this week, what can I do around the house? Don't wait for mom and dad to tell you to clean your room. Don't wait for them to tell you to put the dishes away or take out the trash or whatever. Ask mom, dad, what can I do today? How can I serve this family? Better yet, just do it. You don't even have to ask. If you see a need, just take out the trash. Trust me, your parents will notice. I mean, at first they'll think someone broke into the house and then took out the trash. But then they'll put two and two together and go, wow, someone took out the garbage and they didn't even have to ask. Serve one another. I would love to get texts every day from parents going, wow, look at what my kid did today. And I didn't even have to nag them. Serve one another. Be a blessing to your family. Don't be a burden. Be a blessing. Scripture number 2, turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. You say, Pastor John, these verses are written for the church. And I'll remind you again, these scriptures were written to house churches, extended families. They were meeting in homes. Paul was talking to families. The Christian life was to be put to practice first in our homes and then extended out into the community. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Each should use whatever gift they have received to serve others. God has gifted you uniquely so that you can serve yourself? No. So that you can serve others. And by doing so, you're faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. So one of the things we need to ask ourselves is, how can I put to practice the way God has crafted me, the way God has built me, so that I can serve and bless others? Begin every day by saying, how can I be a blessing to those whom I share this house with? Be a servant. God, show me, reveal to me how to be a servant. Turn to Philippians chapter 2. This is verse number 3. Philippians chapter 2. Carol already beautifully read to us from Philippians chapter 4. Can never hear that chapter enough. Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 3. And listen to just how countercultural the scriptures are. Because the culture says, do everything for yourself. Scripture says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. How countercultural is that message? When's the last time you saw a commercial on TV that said, hey, don't do anything for yourself? The scriptures are completely countercultural. They tell us to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. And then verse 5, our model, our attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. And you can go on and read how Christ emptied himself, made himself nothing, and became a servant. What would your family look like if every person lived out these verses, that they didn't think just about themselves, but they thought about others and how to serve others in humility? How can I be humble today? How can I serve out of humility? Matthew chapter 23. This is our next scripture passage. Matthew chapter 23, beginning at verse 11. The greatest among you will be your servant. For whoever exalts themselves will be humbled, but whoever humbles themselves will be exalted. It's almost as if the scriptures are saying here, the key to a God-honoring house, home, family, Christian, is humility. How can I humble myself? How can I be like Jesus today and serve others out of love? Mark chapter 10, verse 45. It's our next scripture passage. And most of these verses are familiar to us, but it's a good reminder for us. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom or sacrifice for many. How can I give of myself today? If Jesus, the one who is my Savior, the one whom I am to serve, came not to be served, but to serve and to give himself away, how can I be like Jesus? Romans chapter 12, verse 13. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Be hospitable to each other. How many of you enjoyed your fresh cup of coffee from Kaylee's Cafe today? I was the first one to get this cup, and it is really good. I was talking to Kaylee earlier. I mean, this is her brainchild. She came to me a couple weeks ago and said, I just want to serve coffee and be a blessing. She's putting all this together and running with it. It's a lot of work. And you can see we're starting to make some changes out in the lobby. It's going to be transformed even more. Just give us a few more weeks as things are coming together. I was talking to Kaylee this morning. I said, really what you're doing, Kaylee, is you're being hospitable. This is a hospitality ministry. She's doing what the scriptures say. She's putting her gifts to work and practicing hospitality, and we get to be the beneficiaries of that. But not only we, but visitors and outsiders who come and are greeted with a smile and a nice warm cup of espresso or latte or whatever else she can make. It's a practice of hospitality. And so the lesson for us today is not only be like Jesus, but be like Kaylee. Oh, and practice hospitality. Love on each other at home every day. How can I be hospitable to my sister? How can I be hospitable to my brother? How can I serve my family in love? Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 23. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart, as if you are working for the Lord, not for people. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. For ultimately, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. When you serve your family with a smile, with joy, with the love of Christ. Yeah, you're serving your family, but really, you're doing it for God. You're serving God. You are loving your family, and you are practicing hospitality and humility, and you are serving God by serving your family. Kids, you may say, listen, I didn't ask to be put into this family. Well, and technically you may be right, but think of it this way. If it was not for the love of your mom and dad, you wouldn't even be in existence. And so you owe them a great deal of love and gratitude. Husbands, wives, you may be saying to yourself, things are going pretty rough right now, and I don't know if I want to be married. I think every married couple goes through times like that. If we take on the nature of Christ and strive to be humble and serve our spouse as Christ loved the church, He will begin to work a change in us. Take your hymnal and turn to 533. There's two songs here that I want for them to be our prayer as we close out this service and we prepare our hearts for Holy Communion. 533, you see the title of this song here is Make Me a Blessing. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Let this prayer be your prayer on Monday and Tuesday morning and Wednesday as you seek to serve your family in love. God, make me a blessing. And then turn the page to 535. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant. Make me a servant. Make me a servant today.
Hi, I'm John Hanna, pastor of All Things Good, a church that believes in the goodness of God because God is the source of all things good. We are located on the corner of 18th and E Street in Springfield, and our Sunday morning service is 11 o'clock a.m. For more information about our church, you can visit our website at springfieldchurch.org. We look forward to meeting you, and I hope you have a great day.